Random House Audio presents Troubleshooter, a Hopalong Cassidy novel by Louis L'Amour, read for you by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. Mysterious Ambush. Tote Brown could afford to wait. A man with a Winchester at 200 yards has all the advantage over a man armed only with a pistol. And Tote intended to give his man plenty of time to get away from his horse and the rifle in its scabbard. The horse was tied to a willow bush within 50 yards of Tote's concealment, and the rider was working his way farther and farther from the horse. To get his rifle, he would have to run toward Tote and right into the muzzle of his Winchester. Why the man was to be killed, Tote neither knew nor cared. But he did not know who had employed him for the job, and that he did not like. He only knew that he had been directed to a secret hiding place where he had found $250 and a message made of words cut from a book. The same amount was to come later if he killed his man. Tote wiped the tobacco juice from his mouth and settled himself more comfortably into the grass. This was better than the old days when he had been hired to kill rustlers and nesters by the Atlee outfit. They had always paid him in the same way, but that had been far from here. The fact that somebody nearby knew him from those days was obvious, but in the past, he had received only $100 per man. $500 was more like it. Of the present case, he knew nothing. He had been told the man would be here, near this place, at approximately this time, and if he refused the job, he would be letting himself in for trouble. The message from the hall.